And I think that's the case in regard to the Civil War. By focusing on the admittedly significant internal tensions in the Civil War, I think that historians have lost sight of the fact that the majority of the White South stayed remarkably consistent in supporting the war and in being willing to sacrifice for the war. I think the most persuasive explanation, and this is in some sense one of the oldest ones, is that the North prevailed in the end because the North had enormous advantages of men and materiel, and because the Northern people proved willing to stay at it long enough to allow those advantages to be felt. Those advantages would have meant nothing if the Northern people hadn't also shown tremendous tenacity during the war. Northern manpower and material wealth, we've talked about them in this class. In many categories, they were simply overwhelming. And on the surface, that would seem to suggest the North would have to win. We've seen, however, that those factors in favor of the North won't necessarily yield victory unless the North is willing to stick to the course. And more than once, the North seemed close, almost on the verge of deciding the war wasn't worth the tremendous cost, but in the end, they stayed. And the key reasons are effective leadership, I believe, on Abraham Lincoln's part in explaining what the war was about, in bringing the Northern people along so that emancipation was added to Union as a war aim, never as important as Union, I don't think, for most white Northerners, but added. Lincoln was brilliant at explaining things to the Northern people and trying to keep a consensus among people who differed on a number of issues, but that wouldn't have been enough without effective military leadership. The North during the war developed the military leaders who delivered the victories that were vital to keeping the Northern people hitched to this effort. Grant and Sherman and Sheridan and Thomas and Farragut and leaders of that kind in the end provided the successes on the battlefield that allowed Lincoln to continue to use his considerable political gifts to rally the Northern people. If there hadn't been those victories, if there hadn't been a military leadership willing to do things that would have been considered beyond the pale early in the war, the striking at the Confederate civilian front, which Grant and Sherman and Sheridan were willing to do, that was a necessary component in Union victory as well. Other leaders wouldn't have done that. McClellan wouldn't. I don't think George Meade would have. Don Carlos Buell and those kinds of men almost certainly could not have brought the North to victory. But in the course of the conflict, the North had in Lincoln the great political leader and developed the military leaders that it needed to make sure that its advantages in numbers and materiel prevailed. The victories came at the key times, always seemed to come right at the key times. The spring of 63, a very bad time for the North, then Gettysburg and Vicksburg. The summer of 64, a very bad time, and then the great victories from Sherman and Sheridan. And even earlier, the bad period in the late summer of 62 and going into the fall, and then a turnaround at Antietam and with the Kentucky campaign. The military came through when it had to. I think a majority of the Confederates fought hard. They supported the war, but they ultimately proved unable to match Northern power and will. Part of the reason was that they had Lee, and Lee went a long way toward demoralizing the North and went a long way toward pushing the Confederacy right to the verge of victory, I think, more than once. But in the end, his victories were not enough. The Confederacy needed another great general somewhere else in the war who could provide some victories, apply some pressure on the North. They never came up with that other leader, and I think that that was a major failing. The overwhelming power of the North, able Union military leadership, and the willingness of the Northern people to absorb huge losses and continue to apply that power over the long haul, I believe must be reckoned the major factors in bringing success to the United States. The armies of the United States defeated those of the Confederacy, proved that they could march at will through the Confederacy, and thereby convinced the Confederate people that further resistance was futile. No point in it. They can beat us. They have beaten us. And so the war is over. Well, that leaves us with one more topic that we will deal with, and that is how people who lived through the conflict chose to remember it. And that's what we'll do next time, the various ways that Americans looked back on the war and tried to make sense of it.